Okay, as I'm sure you gathered from the reading, swarm intelligence is kind of like one big decentralized brain. All of these individual brains come together to create one collective consciousness that everyone shares. These days, this type of intelligence is actually being used in the field of artificial intelligence, but it was originally found in nature and many insects use it to create organized living systems. Take ants, for example. They will work together to find the shortest route to a food source and work together to carry it back to the nest. Now, how do they communicate? Well, the individual ants mark their route with their scent, also known as a pheromone. This scent, left by one individual ant, will be sensed and followed by other members of the colony. And the more ants that follow the same trail, the more pheromones they leave behind. The path turns into a kind of ant superhighway. Other possible routes no longer seem available to the colony since there is no pheromone trail for others to follow. Ants aren't the only insects that use swarm intelligence. Honeybees also utilize collective communication to organize masses of individuals. During adverse weather conditions, a thunderstorm for example, bees may lose their nest and must find a new home. However, it takes time to find an ideal location and build their new home. So, the queen bee will find a branch on a tree and send out pheromones that the worker bees follow. Once they find their queen, the worker bees will collect and press together, forming a kind of giant pine cone that could include up to 10,000 bees, if you can believe it. Now, there would be no way for a single bee to survive such weather if it was working by itself.